What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, squad? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your host, Coach Chance, in the building. And guys, I'm super fired up for today's episode on live stream, on the replay, on the podcast. If y'all are here on the replay, hashtag replay in the comments below. So I know you guys are getting some value from today's episode. If you guys are here in a live stream, let me see. I'm here. I want to see who's here, who's listening, who's attentive, who is attentive to this live stream. I want to see who's ready to receive some value, guys, from today's live stream, from today's message, curbing procrastination, baby. Who out here, who out there in the comments procrastinates? Who out there? Me. I'll say me. I procrastinate. Guys, coach, I procrastinate. I can be lazy, okay? We all have that ability to sleep on our goals. We all have that ability to procrastinate, right? Like, guys, something as simple as not waking up when your alarm goes off, that is procrastinating. Like, I get it, you're tired, but you're procrastinating to stay disciplined. So who out there procrastinates? Who out there has procrastinated before? I want to see in the comments. I want to see me in the comments. Because, guys, the first step in change or in transformation is becoming self-aware of your habits, right? Of your character, of the level of discipline that you have currently. Like, that is something y'all have to really drill into your minds, into your head, is I'm not aware. Like you guys have to wake up a little bit. And that's why sometimes I get loud on here. And that's because, Tony, I see you. Steven, I see you. And guys, that is because sometimes it takes somebody getting loud, right? Somebody waking you up. It takes that external voice, that external person to say, you're not giving it 100%, Steven. It takes somebody external to you and to your mind to say, Tony, bro, you're just not showing up the way that you need to be to accomplish your goals. Tony, you don't have a never miss mentality yet. And it's because you're not affirming who Tony wants to be. And you're not stepping in to that reality. Guys, I thought today's shirt was pretty appropriate. Hardest worker in the room, right? I do my best to be the hardest worker in the room. Am I there yet? No, I'm not. Is it because partially my body is holding me back? Sure. But are there other areas that I can improve on regardless of how I'm feeling on a daily basis? Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, having that mentality of saying, I will stay disciplined. I will wake up. I will not procrastinate. I will curb laziness. I will have a never miss mentality is what you need and is what you're lacking to be 185 pounds, Stephen. And the reason why you're making progress is because you started to ditch that mentality. For so long, you were stuck at 165 pounds. You were stuck at 170 pounds, right? And then you started to adopt a new mentality and you started to say, I can do this. And not just I can do this, but I am doing this. I am changing. I am evolving. I am becoming a better version of Stephen. I am becoming a better version of Tony. And damn it, I'm worth the change. Like, you guys have to like admit to yourself that you're actually worthy to be someone better than you are currently. Because without being aware and actually accepting of the fact that you deserve better than what you currently have, without that, change is not possible. Change is impossible. Because then you fall back to that procrastination and to that laziness. You fall back to that lack of discipline when your alarm clock goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning and you just don't have your why. And it's because you're so used to and accustomed to procrastinating and to sleeping in an hour past your alarm and to getting off of work at 5:30 and just wanting to come home and relax and chill, right? And have balance. Some of you guys are saying, oh, I balance, right? Like, my life is balanced. That's why you're not in the best shape of your life, because you think this word balance, you think you're entitled to balance. You're not entitled to shit. You're not entitled to balance. Guys, until you actually show up as the hardest worker in the room and you continuously change 5% every single day for the next 3 to 5 years, you are not where you want to be. You don't deserve balance. Like, it's straight. You don't deserve balance. Okay. I don't deserve balance yet. Why? Because I don't have 50 guys in my community. Because I'm not financially stable. Because I'm still scared. I still have that scarcity, which I shouldn't. And I fight this shit every day with an abundant mindset. But I'm still scared that I'm going to have to go back to doing something I don't want to do with roofing. Okay. So I'm not ready yet. But if I continue to step in to who I'm supposed to be and continue to have a never miss mentality and continue to say, fuck you to procrastination and continue to show up to be the hardest worker in the room, I will have 50 men in my community. I will one day be able to have balance. But for right now, I don't deserve balance and neither do you. We don't deserve balance, guys. We're not in that position to say, oh, I deserve this or I deserve that. And I put in the work for the last 16 weeks and, you know, I deserve some balance. Yeah, I deserve a week off. Yeah. No, you don't. And that's why you're in the position you're in, because you keep saying you deserve this shit when you don't. You know what you deserve? You deserve to have a better life. Then you can cultivate some balance. But in order to get that better life, I'm sorry to tell you guys, it's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a mindset that most people classify as crazy. It's going to take a mindset that incorporates a lot of sacrifice. You guys are going to have to sacrifice a lot, okay? You're going to have to sacrifice a lot. And curbing procrastination and laziness is the number one priority on that list of sacrifice. And that's what it comes down to. You guys are fucking lazy. You guys are fucking lazy. And this is the tough love, guys, that so many of us are missing. This is a tough love that I was missing for a long time. I was missing somebody in my ear telling me, why the fuck are you sleeping in, Chance? Chance, why are you skipping your last two sets in the gym? Chance, why do you think it's okay to eat out when you just had an hour prior to going out and you could have prepped your own meal? Why are you making an excuse because you're on vacation that you can't eat healthy? Why do you keep making excuses for why you're not in the position that you actually want to be in, right? And that's another thing. You say you want to be in a different body or to be in a different mindset or to have a different life or to live a different lifestyle, but your actions don't back your words. Your actions don't back your wants, right? Guys, wants don't get you results. Must-haves get you where you want to be. You guys have to say, I have to have that body, that physique. I can't tell you how many people I have guys specifically reach out to me. They'll send me pictures of somebody that they want to look like. This is who I want to look like. I want to be this weight, this percent body fat, six pack, big chest, veins in my arms, confidence. I just don't have the confidence, Chance. And I'm thinking like, well, if they only knew that they are just in the position they're in because they continue to procrastinate. Like that's your number one problem is you procrastinate. You procrastinate way too damn much. And that's why you're not in the position that you claim you want to be at. And you're just saying you want this physique, you want this confidence, but you're not like, no, I have to have that. Like I'm going to Chance, like I promise I'm going to be like 10 out of 10 committed and I'm going to do anything it takes to get to that level. Like I want that now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, but I want that fucking now, guys. Steven, that's why I brought you in, because I really felt that you really wanted it, right? And for the guys that don't succeed in my program, it's because they don't want it. And by the way, that doesn't really happen all that much. Every guy I've ever trained, it gets results. But the level of results that the guys in my program get depends solely on how bad they actually must have that result. It doesn't come down to me as the coach. My program works. Like, Steven, you wouldn't have gotten results if it didn't work. It works, okay? The motivation is there. The accountability is there. The nutrition plans, they're there. It's all customized. I update your shit every week as long as you check in with me. The workouts are there, cardio, everything. It's all there for you to succeed, but it comes down to you and your desire to actually want to change and actually want to step in to that new person, to that new version of you, Steven, to that new version of you, Harley, to that new version of you, Quintel. It comes down to you. And there is nobody in the world that can convince you to have that mentality other than you. Like you, that's why I'm always big on talking about a why and stuff. And I know it's a really cliche conversation to have, but if you can't dig deep enough and discover why it is you want more confidence, or why it is you want to be shredded, or why it is you just want to be healthier, and why it is you want to live a longer life. Is it because you want to start a big family and be around your grandkids and be able to pick them up when you're 80 years old and still be able to walk? Like what is your reason? Like your deep rooted reason. Okay. My reason is I was always disrespected from other people. Okay. It started with the lack of self-respect. It started with the lack of self-confidence. And I didn't believe in myself. I was an insecure dude. I got bullied. People saw that and people took advantage of that. And I finally said, enough is enough. I need to do something to finally have the confidence to be happy and to live a life I knew I deserved, because I wasn't living that life. I wasn't living that life. And it wasn't that long ago that I decided to make the change. Okay. And I made notes that I would never go back to that old version of me. I said, I will never be that same chance. I will never do it again. I will never miss again, because I know, because I'm fearful of how I felt. The work I put in the gym and in the kitchen is far less challenging than, and this is where you guys, this is the level you guys need to be at. The work I put in the gym and in the kitchen and in my mindset and myself and in my education with fitness and nutrition is far less challenging and far less hard to deal with than the feeling of being bullied, than the feeling of knowing I wasn't giving it my all, of the feeling I knew I was not good enough, of that insecurity, of that lack of self-confidence, of the feeling I got when I took my shirt off and I hated it, because I was never the guy that got the girl. I was never the popular dude. I was never the most social guy. And it's because I didn't have that confidence. I didn't respect myself. So when I go out there and I put the work in the kitchen and I put the hours aside to prep my meals, I put the hours in the gym, I invest in my mentality and in my mindset, and I do things every single day, such as morning routines, such as making my bed, such as taking the cold showers and going for walks and getting some exposure and investing in myself. I do all of that to form the discipline, because if I don't have that discipline, I know I can go back to who I used to be, and I refuse to do that. I refuse to be the old me, because it hurt. It was painful. And until you guys have that reason, until you have something that you can be so emotionally connected to keep you on the train tracks, to keep you en route, you are going to remain the same. So that is the first step in curbing procrastination and laziness. It's finding that reason, it's finding that emotional connect to why it is you either just started your fitness journey or you want to start your fitness journey. And that's why I told Steven, I tell every other guy that wants to get into this program, into this academy, I only take 10 out of 10s. I only take guys that are truly 10 out of 10, 100% committed to making a change. Because I'm not here to waste your time, and I don't want you to waste my time. I only want to invest my time and my energy into guys that are actually serious about change. I only want to help guys who want to change. I didn't just quit my roofing job to help 8 out of 10s. I quit my roofing job and I stopped the family roofing company because I wanted guys who were 10 out of 10 committed to making that change and are so sick and tired of feeling the way that they feel that they say enough is enough. I don't care what I have to do. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm in it to change, baby. I'm in it to affirm who the fuck I am. I'm in it to be a better version of me. I'm in it so that I don't have to feel unconfident with how I did when my shirt was off. I don't have to feel demotivated or discouraged to go and speak to someone that I like or that I have a crush on. Like whatever it is that motivates you, you have to emotionally connect to it. Without that emotional connection and resonance, you guys are not going to be able to make that change that you claim you want to have. Comes down to having that I've got to have it and to have that must have mentality and that must have attitude. You need to emotionally connect. It's not about something that you want. It's about something that you must have. Okay. And procrastination and laziness are the number one killer of goals and dreams. When you're lazy and not disciplined and you procrastinate, you were on track to not only remain the same, but probably go backwards, but probably ruin any progress you've made towards your health and fitness goals, or towards just goals in life in general. So guys, that's what I got for y'all today. Be the hardest worker in the room. Curb procrastination and laziness. It is not what's going to get you to that must-have physique, to that must-have mindset. You guys have to think about what really deep down is your why, is your reason. Jen, start with great book, Simon Sinek, for the readers out here, goes along with this podcast as well. Start with the why. Yes, start with why. Absolutely. One of my favorite books because of his message. That was one of the first books that I read when I first started to get into reading. And that's because I knew that before I started any journey, before I started to enlist on any goals, I had to figure out why it was I was doing it in the first place. Because if you don't have a reason and a why, the likelihood of you giving up in the first 3 months is exponentially freaking massive. Like, most people give up because they don't have that reason. Because everybody has those valleys. Everybody has those lows. And when you're in those lows, you have to have something that's strong enough to outweigh the feeling that you have in that moment. Like, guys, even just standing here bothers me. The reason why, Mom, what's going on? The reason why I continue to do these podcasts, the reason why I continue to show up for my clients, for my business, for my family, right, is because I have a deep-rooted reason, okay? I had to watch, and I've shared this before in the podcast, I've had to watch my family, my parents go through financial failure back in the recession in 08 and 09. I watched you, Mom, I watched you in and out of the hospital for a 5 or 6 year period, and it was scary, right? And it did something to me so much as a kid, where I felt so, and even with the bullying thing, when I was bullied and I had no self-respect or no self-confidence, I felt so out of control, right? I felt like there were things, all these things happening around this 12-year-old, insecure, lack of self-respect, hated himself kid. And I wanted that control. I was like, I want to be in control of my life. And I found that control through health and fitness. I found that control through the gym. I found that control through proper nutrition and proper eating habits and proper daily routines and morning routines. And I knew that through this morning routines and these mindset accountability habits that I could do anything I set my mind to, and I can finally control the outcome to an extent, right? Like, obviously we can't control everything that happens to us, but when I'm on top of my fitness game, when I'm on top of my health game, I'm able to be there for my family when they can't be there for themselves. I'm able to show up financially and take care of my family when they can't be there for themselves. I want to prepare for the worst and hope for the best, guys, because I try my hardest to be the hardest worker in the room. Guys, I've been in pain for 7 years with my body, but I keep showing up because I remember those times with you, Mom. I remember those times as a kid when I was bullied. I remember emotionally what it felt like when people would push me into a fence, when people would spit on me, when people would wrap their headphones around my neck on the bus and fucking choke me. I remember those feelings. I don't forget that kind of stuff. And when I'm in those lows, and every day I wake up and I feel like I'm 6 feet down and I have to dig myself out of a coffin just to get out of pain, I remember those things. I remember why I cannot give up. And if that's what it takes for you guys to realize the reason why you're still stuck in the same position is because you don't have that emotional rooted connection to your childhood or to past traumas or to anything in life that motivates you to want to be better, the lack of that connection is the reason why you still have yet to change. And with that ingredient, with that emotional connection to your past or to things that really inspire you to be better, you will curb procrastination, you will curb laziness, and you will be a better man for it. You will be on the right path of being the hardest worker in the room. You will have a never miss mentality, because when you do feel like missing and when you do feel like acting on emotion and feeling, you remember that emotional connection to that trauma or to that experience in your life that inspires you to never miss again. Guys, that is all I have for you today. I'm super amped up right now. I'm super hyped, super driven. And I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. Thank you guys so freaking much for tuning in on Facebook, tuning in on Instagram. Remember, if you guys are on the replay, make sure y'all hashtag replay in the comments so I see you guys came back after the live stream, got some value. Guys, let me see some fire in the comments if this was something that you guys really enjoyed today, because you know, at the end of the day, guys, I want to deliver things to you that are actually meaningful, that actually give you guys value, that actually help you guys to implement and to make change in your own individual life, in your own individual circumstances. We're all here, guys, for a very minute amount of time on this earth, okay? And I want to inspire one person every day. I want to inspire more than one person every day. But if I can inspire at least one person per day, waking up every 24 hours, battling pain, fighting through mental anguish, fighting through anxiety, depression, and all the crap that I still struggle with to this day, is worth it. It's worth it to me, okay? So I thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you guys got some value from today's episode, make sure y'all screenshot on Facebook, on Instagram, and tag me, guys, at Chance Galloway Fitness. Post your number one or number two biggest takeaways to your Instagram or Facebook stories. And like I said, tag me, guys, so I can see y'all got some value. Josh, what's going on, brother? Hope you're having the best day ever. And guys, that is it. If you want to leave a review, you guys can search the podcast on the Apple Podcast app. Type in The Relentless Life with Chance Galloway. Scroll all the way down. Click ratings and reviews. Leave us a review. That helps us get this message to more people, to as many people as possible. And that's the goal. I'm trying to change millions of lives, guys. And without you, that is just simply not possible. I was just getting a call, so I'm going to have to end this. But guys, without y'all, it is not possible. So I'm super grateful for having you guys here today. I hope you guys have the best day ever. I will see y'all tomorrow at 12 p.m. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.